Brenham High School basketball is on the air. Tonight's broadcast of the Brenham Cubettes against Montgomery is brought to you by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. We'll go to your host, Dean Dillon, with tonight's pregame show after these words from the Sports Friends.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at KorthandLinkyWelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
High school basketball on the air, KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7. We're talking playoffs on the line tonight. With Magnolia and Brenham here from Brenham High School this evening. The Cubettes coming into this one, trying to avenge an earlier season loss to this Montgomery squad by a mark of 49-19. This Montgomery team is not a team you really want to mess with. This has the potential, this team, to be an absolute buzzsaw, currently sitting at second place overall in the district. They can clinch their playoff spot tonight, Montgomery can, with a win. But the Cubettes in a battle of their own for that final playoff spot, currently locked in a three-way tussle with Magnolia, Brenham, obviously, and Rudder battling for that last spot. As it stands right now, Magnolia sits at 6-5 in the playoff standings and holds that final spot. Brenham right on the outside looking in, both Brenham and Rudder with a 5-6 record. And the Cubettes can do a lot for their playoff hopes tonight by upsetting this Montgomery team. The Cubettes are coming off of a 50-37 loss to the hands of Lake Creek. That snapped a two-game winning streak for the Cubettes. After tonight, they will only have two opportunities left in the regular season to try to clinch that playoff spot. They'll be at Magnolia West on Friday night and then host College Station in the final game of the regular season on Tuesday, 1 week from today. Montgomery coming off of a 48-40 win over Magnolia West. The Lady Bears currently on a 7-game winning streak of their own, and they've won 9 of their last 10, catching fire when it matters the most, when the sun stays up a little bit longer and we start thinking playoffs on the heels of the month of February. High school basketball tonight on KWHI, looking for a 6. Well, originally it was going to be a 6:30 tip-off. The JV game got over quite early, so we might be going a little bit early. The Cubett JV squad picked up the win tonight, 36-35. We'll talk more about this matchup coming up here in 60 seconds as the pregame show continues on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7. This is Cubett Basketball.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, service and fabrication, gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available. 319 South Austin.
Well, the good news for the Brenham Cubettes tonight is that the team that they are locked in a battle with for that fourth and final playoff spot has to play the number one team in the district tonight. Lake Creek, the number one team in District 21-5A, they have Magnolia tonight at Magnolia. Brenham could definitely benefit from Magnolia dropping that game as the Cubettes sit a game behind them in the standings. I told Doug Brown today that should this thing go into one of those situations where you have to have a play-in game for a play-in game, why not just let all three teams get on the floor, make it a half-court game, and everybody shoot at the same basket. Whichever team scores the most points in 60 minutes wins. Yes, make it an hour. Why not? I'm crazy. I like to mess around, come up with crazy ideas from time to time. Well, let's talk a little bit about this one tonight. The Cubheads are going to have to play some solid defense. This Montgomery squad has some range and length as well. They have 2 6-footers on this roster, 6'2 in the starting lineup and 6'1 as well in the starting five for this Magnolia, and a 6-footer coming off the bench as a junior. So definitely going to have their hands full in that regard. Let's take a quick pause for our national anthem. For starting lineups to be announced here at Brenham High School on this beautiful Tuesday evening. A great night for basketball and pretty nice crowd on hand on the Brenham side as the Cubettes trying to find their way into the playoffs. Looking in that at that battle with Magnolia. So Magnolia 6-5 on the year in district play. Brenham at 5-6, a full game back, looking to try to chip into that tonight. It would take a big effort against this Montgomery team that beat these Cubettes 49-19 earlier in the season. We always say it's very difficult to beat the same team twice in the same season. We'll see if that can play into the hands of the Cubettes tonight with this monumental matchup for the Cubettes, trying to improve their chances at getting into the playoffs. They're starting five tonight. We'll get you the Montgomery starting five here in just a moment, as they are being announced here to their home fans that have made a little bit of a trek to Brenham tonight. The starting lineups for the Montgomery squad visiting tonight, they will go with Savannah Pirro. She's a 6'2 senior. Kylie Henneke, she's 5'5, a junior. Kayla Zimney, she's a senior at 5'8. She'll be the point guard tonight for this Montgomery bunch. Riley Langley, 6'1 senior. And Janessa Tennyson, she's a 5'11 junior. She'll play the four tonight for Montgomery. The starting five being introduced for the Cubettes in this one. They will go with Yasmin Gaines, Hallie Scheel, Carmen McWilliams, Antiana Lang, and Jade Powell will get the starting lineup for the Cubettes in this one. Well, it should be an interesting matchup. The Cubettes are going to need to catch fire offensively and get some shots to fall. If they can see the ball go through the hoop early in this one, get their confidence. This is a team that can shoot it well from outside when they're on the money, but we've seen them have very long scoring droughts at times in some of these games that we've had for you on KWHI throughout the season. If they can avoid that and play consistent and play strong on the defensive end and disrupt Montgomery's ball movement. You know, Montgomery, I watched a little bit of film on them today. They move really well without the ball. They're great at cutting through the lane and finding the open space, and that's kind of what you got to do to take down a good zone defense, which Brenham has had from time to time this season. So 8 minutes are up on the clock. The Montgomery Bears walking out onto the floor with their road purple uniforms. They have gold trim. And the Cubettes will take the floor in their home whites, green letters, green trim. And here we go. We are about ready to get this one underway. Jumping it up in the center circle, it'll be Pirro against Powell, and the tip is controlled by Montgomery. Here come the Bears. They'll throw it into the corner on the right side for Tennyson. She'll kick it around on a little dribble weave action for a wide open three for Pirro. Missed everything. Rebound controlled offensively by Henneke. She'll bring it back out into the left corner, guarded up closely by McWilliams. She'll dump it back into the block on the left side for Pirro. Back out into the corner for Henneke. And they'll pull it out and reset the offense with Zimny. She controls it, fires it into the left corner. On the bounce pass to Pirro, she turns and fires it back out to the top of the key, into the hands now of Tennyson. Now for Henneke. Skip pass to the near side for Pirro. She'll turn and fire from the elbow. Pulled down by Tennyson, and she'll back it out. Cubettes playing great defense here to start this one, looking in the 2-3. Right out of the gate for the Cubettes. Right into the corner in front of her own bench is Henneke. She'll toss it back around in front of the Cubette bench. Now onto the near side for Zimny. Already 60 seconds off the clock. Here's a three into the far corner from Tennyson. Hits the side of the backboard. Another offensive rebound by Montgomery. They'll have their third crack at it this time with Henneke. She'll toss the pass inside on the left block. Now fires it back out to Henneke. Pirro playing a little catch now on the inside with Tennyson. She'll turn and pass it back out to Pirro. She'll drive towards the center of the circle. Kick it into the corner. Three ball on the way from Henneke. That shot is off the mark. And Hallie Scheel pulls down the rebound. Here come the Cubettes. 6:35 to go. No score. First quarter. Scheel pull up Jay from 8 feet. Hits the heel. Offensive rebound battled for. Almost pulled down by Lang, but instead the Bears will pull it down and set up their offense. Here comes Pirro across the timeline, working from right to left on the radio dial. They'll throw it into the corner now on the near side for Tennyson. Shot fake, goes right into the teeth of the defense, puts up a layup, missed the shot, hit the bottom of the backboard. Hallie Scheel pulls down the rebound. Here come the Cubettes, their second offensive possession. 6:09 to go first quarter, still no score. Scheel will slow it down and set up the offense. A man-to-man look, designed, looks like a design play. Right out of the gate, coming here for the Cubettes. McWilliams has it into the corner on the left side. Back to Scheel. And now Montgomery looks like they've settled into a 2-3 zone. Maybe a little box and one look. They really tried to deny Powell. Now Scheel's got it. Now they get it over to the three ball for Gaines from the right wing. And Gaines missed the shot. The rebound controlled by Montgomery. Up the other direction comes Zimny with it. Nearly a carry. Got away with one there. She'll toss it over to Henneke in the corner. On the right side, back around to Zimny. She'll go one-on-one against Scheel. Picks up her dribble. Tosses it over to the left side wing for Pirro. Entry pass deflected. McWilliams with the steal. Here comes McWilliams the other direction for the Cubettes. And she'll take it coast-to-coast. Swatted away at the rim by Pirro with a big block. Had to get up high for that one and swats it away. The Cubettes still control it. Gaines on the runner. Missed that shot long. And the rebound ripped down by Tennyson. Still no score. 3 minutes into this ballgame. Henneke with it now. She'll throw it out of the corner on the right side for Tennyson. One extra pass and a buried three-pointer by Kayla Zimny. And the 5'8 senior gets the first points on the board with 4:53 to go in the first quarter. 3-0 Montgomery. Here comes Scheel with it. She'll set up the offense. 2-3 zone. Look from Montgomery. Into the corner on the left side is Lang. Lang will toss it to the top for Scheel between the circles. Spins it around to the right side corner for McWilliams as Gaines cuts through. Now they try to hit Powell on the block. She's not there. And Scheel drives, dishes. McWilliams, runner, 4 feet away. Missed it long. Rebound by Lang. Puts up the shot on the offensive rebound attempt, and Lang missed the shot and rebound controlled by Montgomery. 4:20 to go first quarter. And a baseball pass. Try to hit him on the touchdown, and Montgomery turns it over. Cubettes will control it. McWilliams will throw it in. 4:17 left first quarter. 3-0 your score. Montgomery definitely not on pace to hang 49 right now. The Cubettes playing outstanding defense. 2-3 zone again, this time down the floor. It might be one of those games, like we always say, a good old-fashioned Big Ten rock fight. Two teams playing zone defense. Scheel drives, dishes, knocks over a couple of Montgomery defenders. Inside, Powell controls it, has it stripped away. Tennyson rips it out of her pocket. And here comes Montgomery the other direction now. Here comes a spot-up three from Pirro from about 25 feet. Missed it off the heel. Rebound poked out of bounds by Lang. She had 6-1 Riley Langley all over her back. She tried to come down with that rebound. It'll stay with Montgomery. 3:46 to go first quarter, still 3-0. Montgomery with the lead and the basketball. Henneke's got it. Over to Pirro in the corner. Now to Zimny and a whistle. Looked like the ball was poked out of bounds. It'll stay with Montgomery. 3:46 left first quarter, still 3-0. On the inbound, they'll spot up for three in the corner. Henneke missed everything. Rebound McWilliams. And here come the Cubats with Gaines. Gets it over to Scheel. Now, Brenham could... I like the patience. You're not trying to really rush anything here, but that zone defense is going to get awful tough to try to get into the teeth of it as Shields got it in the left corner. Bounces it around to McWilliams. All the way to the left corner now for Gaines. Her runner is off the mark just barely, but the offensive rebound ripped down by McWilliams. Now to Gaines. Now to Powell at the free throw line. Kicks it out. Shields thought about a three. Now we'll pull the trigger. Puts it in. Hallie Shields buries it and ties this baby up at three. 3:05 left in the first quarter. Three's on the board, one each way. Zimney's got it. Guarded up by Scheel. Picks up her dribble. Skip pass near side, Tennyson. One extra pass. Henneke thought about a three. Tried to penetrate. And picked up her dribble. Ended up walking with it. It'll be Brenham ball. .2:50 to go first quarter. Tied up at three. Shields got the points so far for the Cubettes. For Montgomery, Zimney owns the only 3 points the way of the purple. Lang has it. Has it nearly stolen away. Shields able to come away with it. She'll drive, put up an elbow jumper from 16 feet out and gets it stuck between the heel of the rim and the backboard. And here comes... here comes our head coach. Poke that thing out of there. You love to see it. 2:33 to go first quarter. Still tied up at three. The ball is unstuck. Play can resume. It's the second one he's had to get down tonight. And warm-ups, Montgomery had a ball get stuck on top of the backboard. Man had to get the chair and the big long stick out. Get rid of it. Gaines has it now at the top of the key. She'll toss it into Powell at the elbow. And a nice extra pass inside on a wide open cut. Jade Powell with a heads-up play to find the open space on the floor. And Antiana Lang found her beautifully. 5-3. Cubettes lead it early. 2:15 left first quarter. Brenham ain't messing around tonight. Cubettes came to play. Here's a three ball left corner for Tennyson. Halfway down and it pops out. The rebound offensively by Hartz. Peyton Hartz into the game. A 5'7 sophomore comes up with a big offensive rebound. Now Tennyson will dial up another one. That's from college men's range and missed everything. Aggressive rebound by Lang that time. Here come the Cubettes with a 2-point lead. Under 2 minutes to go, first quarter. 5-3, McWilliams has it to Gaines at the elbow, left side extended. Now it's McWilliams at the top of the key. Fires it over to Scheel. Fakes left, goes right to the baseline, short corner. About 8 feet out, skip pass over to Gaines. Shot fake left side, has it poked away and stolen by Hartz. Second big play by Peyton Hartz into the game. She'll take it coast to coast. Swat it away! Oh, what a block! Jade Powell on the chase down with the eraser. 1:25 to go, first quarter. Cubettes lead at 5-3. Here's Lang with it in the short corner on the right side. Skip pass, Scheel, three ball left corner. Oh, that one was halfway down and it popped out. Hartz with another rebound. And now Montgomery will slow things down. Be a little more methodical on this possession. Try to ice some of that Cubette momentum. 69 seconds left, first quarter. Scheel nearly steals it away. Zimney's able to come away with it. Under a minute to go now. Still 5-3. Cubettes with the lead. Montgomery with the basketball. Here's Hartz on the right side corner. Kicks it into the on the wing into the corner now for Pirro. Back to Hartz. Now it's in the hands of Zimney at the top of the key. Gaines nearly able to grab a steal and forces a travel. What a great hustle play by Yasmin Gaines. Able to sneak in the passing lane. Nearly poked it away and stole it. Had a run out layup. Pirro is able to hang on to it, but she took an extra step. 42 seconds left, first quarter. Shields got it. She'll run the one. Now she hands it off to Gaines. Now to McWilliams, left wing. Into the corner, Scheel. Fakes left, goes right. Back into the short corner now. Here's a free throw line jumper on the way from Lang. Missed it off the heel. Rebound controlled by Tennyson. Here come the Bears the other way. Under 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Still 5-3. Brenham with the lead. Montgomery with the ball. Tennyson, top of the key. Dribbles it off her foot into the hands of McWilliams. She'll hit it ahead for Hallie Scheel. And Hallie's going to run out a layup. 7-3. Cubettes with the lead. 15 seconds left, first quarter. Oh, what a big first quarter it's been for this Brenham Cubettes squad. They're thinking playoffs. Here's a shot from Tennyson. Three ball, left corner. Missed it. Rebound offensively controlled by Zimney. Her shot attempt is not there. And that's how the first quarter comes to an end. 7-3. The Cubettes came to play tonight, kids. We'll be back for the second quarter. Brenham leads it 7-3. We'll be back in 60 seconds on KWHI.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center. Quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
And ready for second quarter action. Your score at the end of the first, 7-3. The Cubettes out of the gates in a hurry with a four-point lead over Montgomery. And Montgomery started with the basketball. Shield steals it away into the hands of Gaines. Gaines has a one-on-one the other direction. Swatted out of bounds. Oh, what an athletic block by Savannah Pirro. And a technical foul called on Pirro. Oh, she was talking. She had a little something to say to Gaines after that block. Catches a tech. 17 seconds into the second quarter. That's a big oof for the Purple. Tough scene. Hate to see it. 4-point lead for the Cubettes. So they'll get the basketball and a free throw. Oh, they teed us up. I thought they teed up Pirro. Well, we don't have the benefit of instant replay. Either way, tough scene. Somebody got teed up. It looks like they called it on Gaines. I don't know what. I couldn't see what she did. I'm not going to lie to you. I couldn't see her down there. I know that Pirro was talking, and maybe she chirped back at her a little bit and got caught with a tee. It's always the second person that's got something to say. That's a bummer. Well, Pirro misses the second free throw. She hit the first. Back to a one-possession game. That could hurt the Cubettes here in this one. Don't want to see that kill the momentum. Sometimes you'll see it. You know, see your coach get teed up. It might light a fire under you a little bit. Every now and then, a player will catch a tech, and it'll light the fires a little bit. They don't really need a lot of firelight, and this Cubette squad has come out of the gates in a hurry so far. Pirro's got it now on the left wing into the left corner for Henneke, and she'll throw it to the top of the key for Zimny. Back to Henneke, now to Zimny, right wing. Nice backdoor cut from Tennyson. She had a wide-open layup, instead passes it back out. Great recovery defensively by Brenham inside. That was Hancock on the help that time, running that low middle in that 2-3. And Pirro walked with it. Now they blow the whistle. There you go. I couldn't see the technical, but I could see that from a mile away. 7:05 left in the first half, still 7-4. Cubettes with a three-point lead and the ball. Shield, oh, has it stolen away. Pirro got in the passing lane, poked it out of bounds, and it'll go over to Montgomery. Bit of a tough pass from Shield. Kind of telegraphed it a little bit. Pirro read it all the way, was able to poke it. Nearly stole it cleanly and ran it out the other way. Ended up going out of bounds off the Cubettes. Montgomery's got it. Tennyson, she'll fake right, go left into the corner now for Langley. Riley Langley, the 6'1 senior. He'll dump it into the corner. Pirro, three ball on the way. Missed it. And that'll fall out of bounds. It'll be Cubette basketball. Shania Mathis able to help secure the possession by blocking out the potential offensive rebounder. Mathis in the game now. Very impressive freshman for this Cubette bunch. Nearly has it stolen away from her there, and now a scrum. Ball's loose on the floor. Got a fumble, and it's recovered by Montgomery. With 6:18 left in the first half, still 7-4. Brenham with the lead. Now here's Pirro trying to push tempo the other way. Three ball on the way from Henneke. Left wing. Missed it off the heel. Offensive rebound, Langley. Brenham's kind of getting killed on the offensive glass in this one. They're going to find a purple jersey and put a body on him. Here's Pirro. Three ball. Left corner pocket. Missed everything. nearly another offensive rebound for Langley. Instead, she falls out of bounds, nearly saved it, but right into the hands of Brenham. Here's Scheel, tries to go up and under on the reverse layup the other direction. Hancock gets the offensive rebound and a putback. Oh, what a nice move. Jalayla Hancock, right place, right time. Give her a deuce, 9-4. Cubs with a five-point lead, 5:40 to go in the first half. Now it's Zimny with it. Tennyson, left wing. 2-3 zone defense for the Cubettes. Around the arc it goes. Oh, and thrown away by Pirro. Right into the hands of Mathis, and she's going to run this baby out for an easy layup. Jenniah Mathis off the steal takes it coast to coast. It's 11-4 Cubettes. Closing in on 5 minutes to go in the first half. Cubettes playing their tails off in this one, and it's all starting on the defensive end of the floor. They're disrupting this Montgomery offensive flow. There's not a lot of spacing for Montgomery as Zimny actually tried to get Tennyson to get more down into the corner. You got four out, one in here. Scheel nearly gets a steal on Pirro. They'll throw it out into the corner. Now back to Pirro. And one on the tough jumper from about 6 feet out on the right block. Pirro turned and fired it in off glass, Tim Duncan style. Gets the foul. Have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play with 4:46 to go in the first half. 11-6. That's the first foul on Hancock. So Lang will check out for the Cubettes as well as Tennyson for Montgomery. Free throw on the way from Pirro. Puts it in. 11-7. Back to a four-point game. Back into the game is Jade Powell for Brenham. Gaines will bring it across half court. Stolen away by Pirro. Oh, she telegraphed that one, and Pirro read it all the way, and she lays it up and in for a deuce. 11-9. 4:32 to go, second quarter. Mathis will bring it across half court. She'll dump it over to the right side wing for Scheel. Allie Scheel will set up the offense. 4:20 to go in the first half. 11-9. Cubettes with the lead and the basketball. Scheel burning a little bit of clock here, catching a breather. She'll toss it to Gaines in front of the Montgomery bench. Now Gaines will dribble, penetrate, kick it into the corner. Hancock fakes left, back out right to Scheel. She'll penetrate at the free throw line, and they're going to call a charge. I don't know about that. So Hallie Scheel drove in hard at the free throw line and then kicked it into the corner. Her momentum carried her into Zoe Lopez, a 5'7 senior that was set up about 3 feet underneath the free throw line. And they both kind of got to the spot at the same time. Kind of a bang-bang call, but it goes against Brenham. Tough scene. 4 minutes left, first half, 11-9. Cubettes with the lead. Montgomery with the ball. Pirro's got it on the right wing. She'll dump it inside. Nice two-man game. They kick it out. Tennyson, three ball, left wing on the way. Got it. And Montgomery leads it for the first time tonight. Second time tonight after they hit the opening three of the contest. It's been all threes for the most part. Not a lot of scoring, but majority of it's been done beyond the arc. Gaines on the right wing. She'll take it inside. Floater, 4 feet out. Missed it off the heel. Rebound controlled by Tennyson, and she's motoring the other direction. Traveled with it. No call. Now they get it to Hartz. Hartz over to the left corner now for Zimny. Three ball. Hartz puts it in. Off the assist from Zimny. And just like that, 15-11 with 3:13 to go in the first half. And the Cubettes will take a timeout. Well, Montgomery caught fire in a hurry. They were down four. Now they find themselves up four with 3:12 to go in the first half. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Cubette Basketball on KWHI.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wilmot Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham. The home of Sealy Posturepedic beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
...15-11, Montgomery with the lead and the ball. Now it's Hearts with it. Just hit a three-pointer, their last possession down the floor. Now they get it into the hands of Pirro. She's been an absolute problem tonight for Brenham. Gaines with a big steal. Throws it up ahead for Hallie Shield. We'll see if she can run it out for the layup. Shield puts it up off glass. Missed it. Rebound almost secured by Powell. And then Shield's able to swoop in and grab it. Cubettes retain the possession and then nearly throw it away. Montgomery ends up falling out of bounds with it. Gosh, Montgomery flying around. Pirro out there flying around, and Zimney was in on that as well, trying to get the steal. Now Mathis will throw it in for the Cubettes into the corner on the left side. Lobs it up high for Scheel. 2:25 to go first half. Mathis and throws it off the foot of Pirro. It'll stay with the Cubettes. And that's tough. If you're undersized out on the wings trying to throw it around, and you got 6'2 Savannah Pirro with probably a 6'5, 6'6 wingspan, just being a nuisance out there. Hancock throws it away. It's into the hands now of Pirro. Another steal for it. Now Powell, or rather Lang, tries to get the ball back and is able to secure the possession for the Cubettes on the tie-up. So great hustle, Antiana Lang, a 5'10 sophomore. Very young Cubette bunch. A lot of these girls are going to be coming back next year. Gaines has it. She'll be a senior next year. Now into the hands of Lang. Corner McWilliams. Just a sophomore. Throws up that one off the backboard into the hands of Hearts. Peyton Hearts has been a problem tonight, too, for Brenham. Cleaning up all the rebounds. Zoe Lopez has it. Nearly picked off by Gaines. Zimney's able to come away with it to Tennyson. She'll dribble inside the lane, take one dribble in, kick it out into the corner, left side three on the way for Hearts. That's off the mark, and Tennyson, the offensive rebound, turns around, fires it up, misses it off the glass, and the rebound controlled by Lang. Here come the Cubettes, still down four. 15-11, Montgomery with the lead. Here's Gaines on the drive on the left side, throws up a wild circus shot, draws the foul, and we'll get two free throws. Nice attack by Gaines, able to sneak through the defense, get the shot up, absorb the contact. She gets rewarded with a couple of free throws. Got a 1:23 left in this first half. 15-11, Montgomery was down by four. They come roaring back after a pair of three-pointers and a layup. They take the lead for the second time tonight. Gaines misses the first free throw. So far in this one, leading scorer for Brenham has been Shield with five and missed both free throws. So Montgomery will take it over. Little token three-quarter court pressure applied by the Cubettes. They'll throw it up ahead easily for Lopez, and Lopez spins it around for Zimney. She'll dial up a deep three, miss it off the heel, and McWilliams rips down the board. Here comes McWilliams pushing tempo up ahead quickly for Shield. Back to McWilliams, back to Shield. Fakes left, goes right baseline, puts up a floater 4 feet out, missed it short. Rebound controlled by Peyton Hearts. Under a minute to go. First half, 15-11, Montgomery with the lead and the ball. Pirro the other direction, up ahead for Tennyson. She'll step back, three ball on the way, 26 feet out, missed it way off to the right. Rebound controlled by Powell. And now Shield will bring it across, working left to right, over to McWilliams, to Gaines. Thought about a three. Pulls it down, goes Euro step through traffic. Missed the shot. Offensive rebound ripped down by Lang. And she's fouled on the putback attempt, and she'll get two free throws. Great hustle once again from Antiana Lang. 5'10 sophomore will go to the line for a pair. It's the first foul of the game on Zoe Lopez. And Lang will try to get her first points of the night. And missed the first free throw. Had that thing halfway down, and it popped out on her. Brenham 0-for-3 from the line in this one. Second free throw on the way. It's a big one. Making a one-possession game with 30 seconds to go in the first half. Missed it short. 0-for-4 from the line tonight for the Cubettes. Across the other direction comes Hartz, and she'll throw it ahead to Tennyson. DePiro now. Elbow. Now to the left side corner for Lopez. Out top to Zimney on the right side. She'll drive and dish. And that three-pointer for Hartz is swatted away. She gets her own miss and puts it up and in for two. 17-11, Montgomery with the lead. 10 seconds to go, first half. Hallie Shield controls it. 7 seconds into the corner for McWilliams. They're going to call a foul. They're going to call McWilliams on an elbow because Lopez fell down. Right on, my guy. 6 seconds left, first half. Interesting. So now Shield will apply the pressure full court against Zimney and steals it in the corner. So Shield steals it away, and now she's got it at the free throw line. 1 second left in the quarter. McWilliams isn't going to get the shot off. Oh, she did get it off. Hit the front of the rim. Missed it short. So your halftime score, 17-11. Montgomery with the lead. A great first half for the most part by the Cubettes. We'll be back with halftime in 2 minutes. 17-11, your halftime score on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Scavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken and all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Oh, how things can change in just a few weeks. This is a Montgomery team that, for lack of a better term, took Brenham for a walk in the first matchup. 49-19, Montgomery. Well, they're not on pace to hit that tonight. Brenham has played some excellent defense against Montgomery in this first half. And your halftime score, Bears lead the Cubettes 17-11. In that first half, scoring-wise, Brenham was led by Hallie Shield with 5 points. For Montgomery, they were led in the score column by Savannah Pirro. She's got 6. 5 points on the night for Peyton Hartz. And for the most part, the Cubettes defensively played outstanding in that first half. They gave up a couple of quick three-pointers on back-to-back possessions that really are literally the difference in this one. 6 points. And then, of course, the free throw is a bit of an issue for the Cubettes. They're 0-for-4 from the line tonight. So it just comes down to closing out on shooters and making the free ones. And Cubettes can absolutely come out in this second half and walk away with a win. It's going to be very, very important to hit it hard and fast, just like you started the game for the Cubettes. They got out to a nice lead, led by as many as 4 at one point, or as many as 7 at one point. And then those threes became a problem for Brenham as Montgomery started to get hot from deep. And next thing you know, it doesn't take long for this Montgomery bunch to really dial it in and get rolling. But Brenham did a nice job of withstanding the runs and hanging in there, going toe-to-toe and punch for punch with the number two team in the district at 8-3 on the season. Montgomery, a serious playoff contender. They're trying to clinch their playoff spot tonight. They know they're going to go to the playoffs. It's just a matter of when they clinch, whether it's tonight or whether it's Friday night or Tuesday night, but they're probably going to make it. And Brenham, in the thick of the battle for that fourth and final playoff spot, they need Magnolia to catch an L tonight so they can have a shot at them coming up next week. Now, how this kind of shakes out playoff-wise, Magnolia, Brenham, and Rudder in the fight for it. Brenham beat Rudder twice. That's really a non-factor in this one. Rudder beat Magnolia twice. And here's where it gets weird. Magnolia beat Brenham twice. So how do you figure out the play-in games? I don't know, man. I really don't know how that works, to be honest with you. I gave you my idea at the top of the show. I said, let's just have all three of them play on the same court and see what happens. But nobody listens to me. So we're going to come back and talk more about this one. Halftime continues on KWHI. We'll take a look at some college hoop scores going on around the country right after this as halftime continues on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's family fun pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
Montgomery leads Brenham 17-11 at the halftime break. KWHI AM 1280, FM 101.7 in Brenham. Coming up on 7 o'clock, some college basketball scores from around the country in men's Division I college hoops. Some top five teams tonight. Tennessee on the ropes at South Carolina. Gamecocks lead at 46-42, under 10 minutes to go in that one. North Carolina and Georgia Tech, the Tar Heels, lead that one 37-35, close to the end of the first half in that one. At halftime, Marquette over Villanova, 39-31 in the Big East. In the Big Ten, Illinois leads Ohio State 41-34. That game at halftime. And number 25, TCU, thinking upset over number 15, Texas Tech. Still early in that one, 30 seconds to go in the first half. Horned Frogs lead that one 40-34. Other matchups around the country in the Big Ten, Indiana and Iowa. The Hoosiers lead the Hawkeyes 39-28 at halftime. And coming up later tonight, Oklahoma and Kansas State will do battle. That'll be the number 23 Sooners in Kansas State. And then after that, later tonight, Kansas, Oklahoma State. Got some good ones tonight. But keep your eye on that Tennessee-South Carolina game. That could be an interesting outcome there. A couple of top five teams in danger going down tonight. This college basketball season has just been outstanding. It's been a movie. I'm absolutely loving all of it. And not just because my beloved Nebraska Cornhuskers are finally actually winning. It's just been good across the league. And every conference has been pretty fun to watch so far this season. But we're thinking playoffs tonight for this Brenham Cubette squad. They're trying to sneak into that fourth and final spot in District 5A. District 21 5A. Right now, just one game back for Magnolia. Magnolia tonight has a tough draw. If you think Brenham got a tough draw getting the number two team in the district tonight, Magnolia, they got the number one team, Lake Creek, 9-2 on the season. Magnolia going to try to take them down tonight. That's really the main theme of the night. Rudder, that third team in that playoff picture, vying for that number four spot. They're at 5-6, a full game behind Magnolia as well. And Rudder tonight looks like they are off tonight. They are, or rather, they are playing at A&M Consolidated tonight. A&M Consolidated 2-9 in the district. So here's where it could get weird. Both Magnolia and Brenham could lose tonight. Rudder could win, and then boom, now you got a three-way tie for the last playoff spot. I hate to be the guy that has to do the math on that whole bad boy, or at least figure out how they're going to do the play-in games and all that fun jazz. But Brenham's got work to do. They're down six as halftime will draw to a close. We'll take another 30-second break and be back for second half action. Your score at the break, 17-11, Magnolia, or rather Montgomery over Brenham. We'll be back in 30 on KWHI.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with three Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church in invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
...17-11, Montgomery and Brenham doing the thing tonight at Brenham High School. The Cubettes trying to get into the playoffs, and they will start the second half with the ball. Hallie Scheel has it between the circles, working now from right to left on the radio dial. Beautiful cut across the open center lane there by Antiana Lang. She missed the layup, though, and Montgomery will come away with it. Tennyson has it, hands it off back to Pirro at the top of the key. She'll go with the left-hand dribble to the left wing, spins, pivots back, and shoots it over to the top of the key into the hands of Zimny, and she'll fire a pass into the corner right side for Henneke. Picks her dribble up. Now back to Pirro at the top of the key. Now to Tennyson, right wing in front of her own bench. Just underway here in the second half. 17-11. Montgomery with the lead and the ball. Tennyson fires the pass on a skip pass over to the near side. Shot fake by Henneke in the corner. And the pass picked off by Gaines as she tried to find an open Pirro at the top of the key. Now Shields got it for the Cubettes. Shield dumps it over to McWilliams. She'll dial up a long ball from the corner. Right side banks it in. What a nice shot by Carmen McWilliams. Kissed it in off the window. 7:03 to go in the third quarter. Off the old window. 17-14. Cubettes back to within three. And it's into the hands now of Henneke. She'll get it to Tennyson. Pirro, three ball, straight away. Missed it off the heel. Offensive rebound again by Langley. She'll throw it into the block on the right side for Tennyson. He backs it out. Now to the top of the key for Henneke. Fakes left, goes right with it, kicks it out. Thought about a three at the right wing, did Zimny. Instead, she'll try to penetrate. Throws it inside for Pirro. And she'll slow things down and survey this 2-3 defense here as now Zimny flashes to the high post and they pick it off as Powell's able to come away with a steal. Now into the hands of Gaines. Brenham could tie it with a three, get within one with a two. McWilliams, ooh, they airmailed that pass. Scheel tried to find an open McWilliams in the corner for another three. Sent it just a little bit high and hot. And it falls out of bounds back over to Montgomery. 6:05 left in the third quarter. As the Bears will set their offense up, Zimny will run the one. Gets it into the corner for Henneke. Now on a nice pass for Pirro. She cut beautifully from the top of the key. Flashed down to the low block on the right side. Caught the pass, kept it high, and turned around and finished it off the window. 19-14, 5:42 to go third quarter. Now Gaines has it. Now to McWilliams at the spiking line. McWilliams will throw it over to the right wing for Lang. Surveying that zone defense again from, oh, she'll take one dribble inside the three-point line, put up a shot from about 16 feet, missed it off the heel, right into the arms of Pirro, and she'll wing it up the floor for Henneke. Back to Pirro, now to Tennyson. She'll dial up a deep three and buries it. Yeah, she's got, I ain't gonna lie to you, man, she's got one of the ugliest looking shots I've seen in a minute, but that thing is good looking when it comes out of her hands, and that one goes right into the bottom of the bucket for an easy three. 22-14. Scheel tries to answer on the other end, missed it off the heel. Now it's Gaines in traffic, puts up the shot, gets it blocked from behind. Now to McWilliams, back to Gaines, now to Scheel. Scheel, another, thought about another three, shot fake instead, kicks it over to Gaines. Her three on the way, missed it. Oh, I thought that went in. It was one of those funky angles. It hit underneath the rim. but Brenham controls it with the offensive rebound. Oh, and Scheel had it poked away. A great heads-up play there by Henneke, able to come away with the steal. Now Gaines with a steal on the other end. Good Lord. Scheel, pull-up three, right side wing, missed it. Gets her own rebound. Cubettes have the ball. Scheel will sink in. Doesn't take the second three. Instead, Gaines will throw it into the high post for Lang. Now to into the corner on the left side for Jade Powell. She's trapped. Has to go somewhere with it. Throws it on the sideline, and it'll go back over to Montgomery. 4:15 left, third quarter. 22-14 off the turnover. Brenham was back to within three. And then it was a quick 5-0 run. And now, with an 8-point lead and the ball, Montgomery is thinking about stepping on the throat. Brenham's got to stay in there, hang tough, take the shot on the chin, if you will, and try to land a haymaker of their own. And it all starts on the defensive end. That 2-3 has been a problem for Montgomery tonight. Tennyson will dial up another three from the left corner. Missed that one long. Offensive rebound for Zimney. She'll throw it inside for Hartz. Back to Tennyson. Another three on the way. Missed that one. And another offensive rebound by Pirro. I'm telling you, if I got to say the word offensive and rebound right next to each other again, I think I'm going to cry. 3:41 left, third quarter. It's hard to rebound out of a zone, but it's real simple. You just find somebody wearing purple and put a body on them. A three by Hartz in the corner was long, and it skips out of bounds untouched, and it will go back to the Cubettes. With 3:35 to go in the third quarter, Montgomery leads at 22-14. Scheel lets it roll into the hands of Gaines, out of McWilliams. Scheel, corner left side, short corner now for Powell. Powell turns, fires it out top of the key. McWilliams, three ball on the way. Got it! Carmen McWilliams with a deep three, and it's 22-17. Cubettes needed that triple in a big way. Back to a 5-point game. Here's Pirro into the corner on the right side for Henneke. She'll throw it into a cutting Hartz. Tennyson now. Corner three on the way. Zimney. That one is way long. And Powell controls the rebound. Throws it up ahead quickly for Scheel. Hallie will go with a right-hand dribble. And they're going to call her for a travel. If anything, there was a carry, but it is what it is, man. 2:52 to go third quarter. 5-point ball game. Montgomery with it now as Tennyson has it in the corner. She's buried a couple of triples. She's got 6 points all in this third quarter. Into the corner for Zimney. She'll back it out. Survey that 2-3. Throws it over to Peyton Hartz. Now into the hands of Lopez back out there for Montgomery. Nice cut through the lane by Pirro. Great ball movement. Hartz three on the way. That one was tipped out of her hand. Now it's Pirro with it off the deflection. Rifles the pass over to Hartz and picked off by McWilliams. I thought she was going to get a hand in there to snag that away, and she does. Now Gaines will try to run it out the other way. Gaines, Euro step in traffic, puts up the layup, missed it short. Rebound controlled by Hartz. Now to Lopez. Nice take by Gaines in traffic. Just about got that shot to fall, and a foul is whistled. They're going to get Yasmin Gaines on a push. I ain't gonna lie to you, these refs are kind of picking on on Gaines a little bit. They teed her up in the first half for something I didn't even see. Now here's Hartz with a corner three, airballs it, rebound controlled by Lang. Now Scheel has it, 1:50 to go, third quarter, 22-17. Quickly up ahead for Powell in the corner. Jade turns, fires, puts up the layup, and is fouled, and she'll go to the line for two. Jade Powell, the senior, with a nice take, strong take. Gets the contact, and we'll have a shot for the free ones here. Brenham 0 for 4 from the line tonight. Got to have these down 5 late in the third quarter. First one on the way. Missed it wide left. 1:45 left, quarter 3. 22-17. Cubettes hanging right in there with the number 2 team in District 21-5A. On the hunt for the fourth and final playoff spot. Second free throw. Powell missed it short. Nearly an offensive rebound by McWilliams. Montgomery using that length to secure the basketball. Pirro up ahead quickly. She'll try to take it all the way to the hole. Puts a layup, shot up, missed it long. Rebound fought for on the ground, pulled up by McWilliams. Here comes Carmen the other direction with a right-hand dribble. Tries to take it all the way inside. Instead, pulls it out into the corner right side. Dumps it back out for Shield. Shield back to McWilliams in the corner. She'll go baseline with it. Puts up a floater from 4 feet out. And will draw the foul. And we're going to call an offensive foul. Bro, you took a month to make the call. First of all, there was barely any contact there. Like, that's soft. That's a soft call, man. We got Charmin out here on the floor tonight, man. 121 left, third quarter. Let him play. It's a contact sport. Let's go. It's not that deep, guys. Disappointing, Greg. All right, so Montgomery will control it. On the wing, left side for Pirro. She'll take one dribble inside the arc, dumps it over to Tennyson. Now into the hands of Henneke. Back over to Pirro. Nearly stolen away by Shield. Tried to jump the passing lane. Zimney's able to rip it away. Hart's had a look at a three there. Said pulls it down. They get to Pirro. She'll put up the shot from about 8 feet out and buries the J. 48 seconds left, third quarter, 24-17. Allie Shield has it between the circles, over to the right wing, into the hands of Gaines. Gaines will dump it inside for Shield. Takes one dribble, puts up a shot from 4 feet out, has it swatted away by Tennyson. And Montgomery controls it. Up ahead quickly for Lopez. She'll push the tempo just a little bit. Pirro for a three straight away. Missed that one off the heel. Nobody goes for the rebound, and Tennyson walked. Took about 12 steps with it. There's the travel. I'll tell you what, if they blew that whistle, it took a minute for the signal, but if they'd have called a foul on a Cubette player, I feel like this half of the floor would have exploded. It would not have been cool with that. 15 seconds left, third quarter. Cubettes have it. Mathis out there. Picks up her dribble, looking for somewhere to go. Throws it over for Gaines. Ooh, my goodness. Yeah, freshman error. That's a tough one for Janiyah Mathis. 9.5 left in the third quarter, 24-17. Montgomery with the lead. As quickly up ahead is Zimney. She'll throw it up ahead now for Henneke. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Tennyson three on the way, and she got it. Oof, 27-17 off a buzzer-beating three from Janessa Tennyson, the 5'11 junior. Opens up the lead to 10 for Montgomery. We'll settle it. 8 minutes to go in the ball game. We'll be back to settle this one from Brenham High School. Cubettes trail 27-17. We're back in 30 seconds on KWHI.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7. 27-17, your score here for Brenham High School as the Cubettes trying to get into that fourth and final playoff spot. Sitting at 5-6 in district play, and the team standing in their way at this moment is Montgomery, the number two team in 21-5A. Catching fire in that last few seconds of the third quarter, a pair of threes from Tennyson in that quarter. Three of them in that quarter, excuse me. She had nine in the frame. Balloons the lead to 10, 27-17. The Bats will start with the ball in this fourth quarter. So out on the floor is McWilliams, Shield, Gaines, Powell, and Lang for the Cubettes as Zoe Lopez tried to jump the passing lane and get a cheap steal. Pokes it out of bounds. Cubettes will keep the possession. McWilliams will throw it in. Shield's got it. Down 10. Need a bucket here to start this fourth quarter in a big way. McWilliams will dish over to the top of the key for Gaines. He calls for a ball screen. Doesn't get it. Still doesn't get the ball screen. Powell has it now on the right wing. Top of the key. Shield fakes right. Goes left. Corner. McWilliams. Three on the way in the corner. Missed it long. And the offensive rebound controlled by Jade Powell. She'll drive it right back in. Turns. Looks for somewhere to go with it. Finds a cutting McWilliams who... And they're going to say Powell traveled with it first. 7:25 left, fourth quarter. 27-17. Oh, the things that I wish were okay to say on the radio. 7:15 left, fourth quarter. 27-17. Montgomery's got the ball and the 10-point lead. Tennyson has it about 30 feet away from the cup. Home fans wanted to travel there. They got a good case for it. They try to throw it into Pirro. Has it nearly stolen away by Scheel. Now Hallie will D her up. Another travel that they missed. Goodness gracious. Zimny has it. Call it Expedia.com. Travels are on sale today, kids. Here's a three in the corner from Savannah Pirro. 30-17. Montgomery pulling away here in the fourth quarter. Scheel at the top of the key, looking for a ball screen. Throws it over to Gaines in the corner. Now to the short corner right side for Powell. McWilliams, three left corner. Got it. Carmen McWilliams, another triple. She's got nine. 30-19. Cubettes will press. As Pirro chucks it up ahead for Lopez, and she's wide open. She'll launch that three. I don't know where that one was going. Lopez gets her own miss, though. Throws it to Pirro, cutting in traffic. Now to the corner for Henneke. She thought about the three, wisely pulls it down. Says, hey, we're up 11. There's 6 minutes left and no shot clock. Bleed this baby out. And a timeout on the floor as Montgomery wants to talk things over. Probably going to calm down a little bit, play with the lead. So they're actually going to say that McWilliams' three was a two, it looks like. And they take a point off the board. Oof. Well, timeout on the floor. We'll take it with them. 30-19, your score. We'll be back in 60 seconds on KWHI. Montgomery leads Brenna.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe & Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7. Dean Erickson joining you tonight from Brenham High School for Cubett basketball. Cubett's trail 30-19, 5:52 to go in the fourth quarter. Goodness gracious, another three. That was Lopez, got her three to fall finally, 33-19. Now it's Hancock in the short corner right side, dumps it out, Scheel. She'll try a long ball of her own and gets that to fall. Hallie Scheel with the answer. Oh, Brenham needed that in a big way. Hallie's got eight, 5:32 to go in the game. Lopez has it nearly stolen away. That's going to be Brenham ball. Lopez threw it off her own foot. Right out of bounds it goes. There was a couple of purple jerseys in the area. Nobody got on the deck for it. 33-22. Gaines has it, top of the key. About 35 feet away from the cup. Gets it in to Hancock. She turns and faces. Now dribbles it right over to where McWilliams was standing in the corner. Now entry pass to Powell on the block on the left side. And now, goodness gracious. So Powell travels with it. But you could argue, if you're Brenham, that it's kind of hard to keep your feet when you're being two hands shoved in your back. I don't know. I can't say that that's true or not. I'm just a guy. Here's Lopez in front of her own bench. She'll throw it to Tennyson at the top of the key. She turns and fires to Pirro, who butterfingers it out of bounds, and it'll be Brenham ball. 4:57 to go, fourth quarter, 33-22. .455 left in this game. Hallie Scheel throws it into Hancock right at the free throw line, and Tennyson picks her pocket. And now Montgomery will take over offensively as Zimny has it. And Hallie Shield picks it off. Now Hallie the other way. Up ahead for Hancock, who's running the floor. She'll put up the jumper in transition. Right off the window. As Jalayla Hancock uses the glass to kiss it home. And it's a 9-point game. 4:20 to go in the game. 33-24. Zimny has it between the circles, D'd up by Gaines. He comes out to meet her, nearly pokes it away, throws it off the foot of Piro, and now Gaines has a run out layup the other way. Here's Yasmin Gaines, puts it up, missed it. Oh, my goodness. McWilliams pulls down the offensive rebound, then she has it ripped away by Zimny. Oh, my goodness. That was a deuce right there that Brenham desperately needed. They'll have to come down here and play some defense, though, as now Tennyson has it poked away out of bounds. It'll stay with Montgomery. Timeout on the floor. Montgomery wants to talk about it. I want to catch my breath. We'll be back in 60 seconds. The Cubettes have come back to within 9, 33-24, with 3:55 left in the game. We'll be back in 60 seconds on KWHI.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
Not rickrolling you here. It is a 9-point game at Brenham High School, as I thought we were about ready to get back underway, but now we're having a conference call at the scorer's table. Montgomery head coach Kelly Savoy wants to know what everyone's dinner plans are. 3:55 left in the game, 33-25. Now they've added that point back for the Cubettes for the McWilliams three from earlier, who was very clearly a foot behind the line. So now it's an 8-point game. Very important note there. But Montgomery does have the ball. It'll be Pirro to throw it in. Full court man-to-man defense here for the Cubettes as Tennyson has it. And a foul is going to be whistled on Scheel, who is not cool with that call. Hallie Scheel is mad right now. I don't blame her. She got a lot of basketball on that. That's only her second foul and the second team foul on the Cubettes. Funny thing is we're 3:51 left in the game, and Montgomery hasn't fouled in this quarter. Allegedly. Here's Pirro with it, driving it in the lane. Puts up a tough layup. Missed it off glass. Rebound controlled by the Cubettes. It was Powell going up to rip down the board. Here comes Hallie Scheel the other direction. They can get it to within 5 with a 3. McWilliams in the corner. Thought about pulling the trigger. Instead, dumps it inside to Powell. Powell back out McWilliams. McWilliams will put the 3 up and got it! Oh, what a big shot! What a huge shot from Carmen McWilliams. 5-point game. 3:37 to go. 33-28. Montgomery the other way. With Henneke. Into Tennyson. And a foul is called as they're going to... Oh, Hallie Scheel is... not a happy camper right now. Tennyson just wrapped the ball up and held it like a football. And all Hallie did was reach around the, like around her side and try to poke at it. There was no body contact. There was no wrist contact. You think that's a foul? You're soft. 3:29 to go in the game. 33-28. Now Tennyson on the layup. She'll put up the scoop shot and puts it home. Well, I mean, you gift them enough times, they're bound to get one. Here's Scheel the other way. Oh, that's disappointing. 3:14 left in the game, 35-28. Scheel with it. Tries to slice and dice between the top of the 2-3. Finds Gaines. Top of the key now to Powell at the free throw line. Back to Gaines. Gaines will toss it in to McWilliams. Short corner, left side. Puts up the runner and hits it. 35-30. Back to a 5-point game. 14 points on the night for Carmen McWilliams. Big night for the sophomore. Montgomery. All out of sorts now offensively, trying to break that Brenham pressure. Scheel D's up Pirro hard. She hands it off to Henneke. Lopez in the corner, left side. And they're going to call Hallie Shield for another foul. And this home crowd is losing their mind. And I don't blame them. Goodness gracious. They're going to call her for a body foul. She had her feet set just fine. Nothing illegal about that, but they're soft as Charmin out here tonight, it seems. McWilliams steals the inbound pass. Carmen McWilliams the other direction. 35-30, 2:30 to go in the fourth quarter. Gaines has it at the top of the key. Looking for somewhere to go with it. Dribbles it over to the right wing. Powell is out there. Has it nearly stolen away into the hands of Jade. She puts up a runner. Missed the layup. Rebound offensively from Lang. Puts it up and in! Antiana Lang with an opportunity for the old-fashioned three-point play. It's a three-point game. Oh, my goodness. That's the second foul of the night on Pirro. And the first foul in the fourth quarter on Montgomery. If you can believe it. 35-32. We're going to wipe off the floor. The referee calls for a towel. Got to get the sweat wiped up. I wouldn't be real happy about that right now if I was shooting the free throw. And now a timeout on the floor. Going to make Lang think about the free throw, you know. 2:18 left in the game. 35-32. Full timeout. Brenham's come back. They were down 11. We'll be back in 30 seconds to settle it from Brenham High School. This is Cubhead Basketball on KWHI.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7, 35-32, a monster bucket coming from Antiana Lang. Gets a put back on an offensive rebound, gets fouled, and will have an opportunity to cut it to two with the old-fashioned three-point play. Remember that three that McWilliams had that they tried to take a point off the board for? Yeah, well, that point got put back on the board, and now it's a one-possession game. How crucial that is down the stretch here. McWilliams has had a monster night. She's got 14. Shields got 8. Lang at the line right now has got 2, looking for her third point of the night. We'll let the home crowd tell you the result. Missed it short. All right. Montgomery not out of the woods yet. Brenham doesn't necessarily have to foul. Just play some tough defense here. They're nowhere near the bonus. Tennyson over to Pirro. She thought about a three. Pulls it down. Finds a wide open Zimny in traffic underneath. Now it's Pirro with it. Into the corner. Left side three on the way from Henneke. Missed it short. Offensive rebound and put back as Zimny came flying in. Left the ground. Got the rebound and had it put back up and in before her feet touched. 37-32, five-point game, 1:43 to go in the fourth. Here's Powell on the drive. McWilliams, corner three on the way. Missed it off the heel. Rebound offensively by Lang. Lang kicks it out to Gaines, turns, pivots out, kicks it back out to Scheel. Now to Powell, shot fake. Goes with a right-hand dribble, attacks the right baseline. Kicks it to the top of the key for Lang. Lang looking for somewhere to go with it. Pulls up from 16 feet, missed it wide right. Rebound Tennyson. And now Brendan's probably going to have to start fouling here. With 1:17 left in the ballgame, they'll get it over to Pirro into the corner on the left side, and they swing it back around to Zimny, and the ball's loose on the floor, and that should be, they're going to call a timeout, as Pirro was on the deck for it. Timeout Montgomery. If it's a 30, we'll keep it here, and it will be a 30-second timeout. 37-32, 69 seconds left in the game. Oh, my goodness. What a back-and-forth affair it has been. If you're just joining us tonight, Brenham doing battle tonight with the number two team in District 21, District 21 here tonight at Brenham High School, trying to get that fourth playoff spot. They are tied with Rudder for fifth place in the district, of game back of Magnolia, who tonight Magnolia is in a pretty tough battle of their own. hosting the number one team in the district, Lake Creek. And Brenham could do a lot for their playoff hopes tonight if they're able to come up with 6 points in 69 seconds here, play some defense, and hope Montgomery misses some free throws. It'll be Henneke to throw it in. She finds Zimney in the backcourt. Gaines all over her. They get it across the timeline for Lopez. Lopez has it poked away and stolen. The Cubettes able to come away with the possession. Great defense in the half court. Now Gaines has it. They got to move quickly here. 5-point game. Gaines looking for somewhere to go with it. Brenham, I don't think, has any timeouts. Otherwise, maybe not call one here. Shield has it poked away from behind and stolen. And Montgomery has the basketball. All out of sorts offensively for the Cubettes on that possession. 40 seconds left in the game. Pirro drives baseline left, puts up an under the... Oh, my goodness, what an acrobatic shot. A circus shot from Savannah Pirro. Pretty much ices this one. 30 seconds left in the game. Shield drives baseline, kicks it into the corner for Powell, off her foot and out of bounds. Oh, what a frustrating way for the Cubettes to possibly see this one slip right through their fingertips. 25 seconds left. Shield guarding up in the backcourt. They're not going to foul right now as they get it up ahead to Lopez on the baseball pass. So throw to Pirro. 15 seconds left in the game. Brenham not fouling. Probably not going to foul. They'll get it over to Henneke, and that's 8 seconds left. Tennyson has it. Back to Henneke. 5 seconds left in the game, and that's how this one's going to end. Well, the number two team in the district survives. But an absolutely valiant effort from the Brenham Cubettes tonight. They come up just 7 points short, 39-32, your final score. We'll be back to wrap this one up with postgame right after this on KWHI.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services. Providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve. Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham. Serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7. Your final score once again tonight, 39-32, as Montgomery takes down the Brenham Cubettes tonight. Carmen McWilliams had a great night for the Cubettes with 14 points to lead the Cubettes scoring. Hallie Shield kicked in 8 points as well. Other action going on tonight that will play a crucial role in deciding this fourth and final playoff spot. The Cubettes now, as it stands, find themselves at 5-7 in district play, depending on the outcome of the Magnolia game tonight. Magnolia, really, Brenham at this juncture needs Rudder to lose tonight, but that's going to be tough as Rudder is in action tonight against, well, your boy had it right in front of his big dumb face, A&M Consolidated. That's who they played. I remember now. A&M Consolidated 2-9 on the season, so Rudder, a strong possibility of possibly getting that win tonight, which would not help the Cubette playoff cause. They do have a couple more opportunities left in this one. After tonight, the Cubettes will have a couple more regular season games. Tonight, they fall to Montgomery 39-32. They will play at Magnolia West coming up on Friday this week, and then College Station back here at Brenham High School on Tuesday. So tune into KWHI Sports tomorrow morning with Doug Brown. He'll have all the district action for you and results and let you know what that district 5A District 21 playoff picture looks like come Wednesday morning. That'll do it for us here tonight from Brenham High School. This is Dean Erickson saying so long. Once again, your final score, Cubettes drop it 39-32 to Montgomery.
You have been listening to the broadcast of the Brenham Cubettes basketball game, brought to you by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Once again, the final score, the Brenham Cubettes 32, Montgomery 39. Good night. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.